Hello and welcome. This is yet another episode of the iOS and VoiceOver tutorials with me, Nathan Smith of Nathan Tech. Now this tutorial is going to be a little bit longer because we're going to be covering the rotor, and the rotor is just a little bit more complicated. Insofar as the gestures can be a little bit difficult to get sometimes. First of all though, let's talk about the single finger swipe up and down, because we haven't spoken about this yet, and it's a really nice way to break into it. So the single finger swipe up and down is used to scroll through actions, what iOS and certainly VoiceOver calls actions. So I'm gonna unlock my device here. Unlock the device. And focus it on the Messages app on the home screen. And the Messages app, like all the apps on the home screen, has an action, I suppose you call it menu. And you can navigate through this menu by swiping up and down with one finger. So I'm going to scroll through the menu using one finger swiping down, as so.
Edit mode. Activate. Edit mode. Activate. Default.
And as you can hear, VoiceOver reads those. And in this regard, there's only two: activate and edit. I'm going to be covering the edit mode in the next tutorial, actually. But for now, don't worry about it. let's talk about the rotor. So what is the rotor? The rotor is a way of controlling what that single swipe up and down scrolls through, I guess is the right word. Whether it's scrolling through actions that are available, whether it's navigating something character by character, word by word, line by line, it has many features, and the rotor adapts based on what you're viewing. So if I was viewing a web page, I could choose for the single swipe up and down to scroll by heading, by link, by table, by form elements, or I could choose to scroll word for word. Now, how do you use the rotor, I hear you ask? So the way you use the rotor, it's a two-finger gesture. So, and this time you do need space between your fingers. Not too much, just a small gap, about a centimeter or so. And you do actually press your fingers to the screen and twist your, it sounds a little bit painful, you twist your wrist to the left or right.
Head containers.
Like that.
Row 1. Words. Characters. Actions.
Now, the way I've heard this described to me is it's, imagine you're turning a cog. So you place two fingers on the cog and turn.
Head containers. Words. Characters. Actions. Headings.
Now, I
containers.
Admit,
speaking rate.
I'm cheating.
44%. 49%.
Shush. And I tell you how I'm cheating, and this might not work for you, so don't take this as gospel. But I'm actually, I start with my middle finger and my index finger, place them on the screen. The middle finger is above the index finger, not directly above it, just in height, so it's further up the screen. And then I swipe down with the middle finger and up with the index.
Characters, actions, headings, containers, speaking rate.
And if I wanted to go the other
containers,
way, actually, with the, to be fair, with the other way,
headings,
I am twisting
actions,
the wrist.
Row one.
But as a rule, I don't go that way around the rotor.
Heading, contain, speaking, words, characters.
Like that. And you will find yourself finding your own way of turning that rotor. But yeah, the best way I can describe it is that cog movement. Place two fingers on the screen and twist
actions,
to the left.
Headings, containers, speaking rate, words.
And as you can hear, she will... VoiceOver talks you through what the rotor is focused on. So the rotor for me is focused on words at the moment. So if I now scroll down, let's select the calendar so that it's got more than one word to read, I can now navigate what is focused by a word. So swiping down with one finger while the rotor is focused on words.
Edit mode.
Oh, hang on.
Headings. Contain. Speak. Words.
There we go.
Calendar. Saturday. 06. February. February.
And then we're going back up.
06. Saturday. Calendar.
And again, that's swiping up with one finger and swiping down
calendar
with one finger.
Saturday.
You may have noticed there that the rotor moved. When I moved
messages,
the app,
one unread edit mode.
You can now see
activate
that she's gone
default
back to swiping through actions. It's a default thing. It tries to be a little bit helpful and predict what it is that you want to navigate by. That is the rotor, essentially. You can customize what appears on the rotor, and that's done in VoiceOver's settings, which you can open either through Siri or through the settings app. See the first tutorial. That's the rotor. Now, the rotor isn't complicated. It's not difficult. It just takes a little bit of practice, and even today I screw up a little bit now and again. Made particularly difficult at the moment, my nails are a little bit longer than they perhaps should be, so when I'm trying
headings
to do the rotor
containers
gesture, my nails get in the way a little bit. But as a rule,
speaking rate words, rule one,
it's
actions
as simple as two fingers twist. Two fingers
rule one
twist.
Messages containers.
Like that.
One selected.
As you can see, nails are getting in the way.
Speaking rate words.
Now you might have heard there, let's just go
speaking
back to
rate
that. One thing you do have is speaking rate. You can quickly adjust the speaking rate of VoiceOver. Again, swipe up with one finger, swipe down, down to slow her down.
44%.
Up to speed her up.
49%. 54%. 49%.
Entirely your choice. And then
words.
Move the rotor to words so you don't accidentally do what I do, which is forget it's on speaking rate. That's the rotor. I really recommend you take some time here just to practice that gesture, that two fingers twist. It's a really nice simple action, takes a little bit of practice though, but once you've got it, you've got it. And that will help you with navigation on web pages and things like that. So for example, if I had loaded a page in Safari, which is the web browser that comes with default with iOS, loaded up Google, for example. In fact, let's go ahead and do that. Let's go ahead and
1700 hours.
So just unlock the device, and I'm going to say
messages
to Siri,
one,
open Google in Safari, please.
Okay, I found this on the web for open Google in Safari.
So she's going to
check
do that.
Out.
Fair enough.
Make Google set web dog web set Safari to.
So we're going to open a page in Safari.
Global nav open menu.
Now, let's say we want to navigate by heading, so we're going to use the rotor.
Edit.
To
form controls, links, headings.
And that is just
zero
the
headings.
Zero headings, lovely. So that is just the two fingers twist to the left. And if I wanted to go back to links, two fingers twist to the
links
right.
Two links.
Two links. So if I want to navigate to those links, I swipe down with one finger.
Apple, link, end. Global automatically reopens windows. Apps and documents, link.
And go back to the other link,
Apple,
swipe
link
up with one finger. You can obviously navigate this web page. I'm going to get
format
to the
options.
There we go,
button.
Get to the top of the page. To navigate
show
the
web page,
shush! To get to the top of the web page, that was just the four fingers tap at the top. And then you can use the first gestures we learnt, the swipe, left and right.
Address, reload, global nav, Apple, link, set Safari to always open to the same web page, heading left, learn how to automatically display the same page every time Safari opens on your Mac, and what to do if your browser is stuck on an unexpected home page.
And VoiceOver will just read. And if I wanted to navigate that sentence word for word, use the rotor, two fingers, twist.
Containers.
Twist.
Speaking rate.
Keep twisting.
Lines. Words.
And then swipe down with one finger.
Learn how to automatically display the.
And so on and so forth. I won't read you that whole sentence again. I'm sure you're not particularly interested. And if you are, Google is the answer. That is the rotor. Again, as I keep repeating, have a practice. It's really useful. You will absolutely find yourself using it. And once you've got the hang of it, well done. So that was the rotor. And we're going to move on in the next tutorial. And I hope to see you there. So this has been Nathan Smith of Nathan Tech.